radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, May 17th, 2012. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And for those of you who have not yet seen the announcement over at whatreallyhappened.com, today we are moving to a three-hour format. We thought we weren't going to be doing this until June 4th, when we were going to change our time and grow a larger show. But Republic Broadcasting basically said, we're going to go to 3 hours starting today. So there'll be 3 hour broadcast today, and then on June 4th, we're still going to be moving the show 2 hours earlier in the day into the to the lunch period for those of you in the Central Standard Time area. A reminder that Sibel Edmonds, author of Classified Woman, will be joining us today in hour number two to discuss her book and all the problems she had at the hands of the FBI. So phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And, of course, obviously the good thing about having a third hour is we've got more time for more phone calls. And we can be a little more leisurely and have some really cool discussions. And it'll just make it a lot more fun for everybody here. All right. Now, speaking of fun and the absolute lack of it, the Greek chaos is turning to panic. Apparently, something like 700 million euros was withdrawn from the Greek banks in a single day. And its situation is getting worse. As you probably recall from yesterday, we had some callers who called into the show who know people in Greece. And we're getting email from people in Greece. It is really bad over there. There's rioting, the runs on the banks, and it's just very, very ugly. And the interesting thing is at the same time I was posting the story at whatreallyhappened.com, CNN was doing a story about how wonderful it is that comedian Betty White is still going strong in her old age. And, of course, now they're on to Donna Summer, and who's passed away from cancer, and Robert Kennedy Jr.'s wife, who appears to have committed suicide. And it's all fluff. They're doing Donna Summers again. And that's all well and good, but they're just trying so hard to not look at what's going on in Europe over there. Now, the European Central Bank has quit lending to some Greek banks to help them weather the run. And it's a form of economic blackmail because President Mario Draghi, who's president of the European Central Bank, their version of the Federal Reserve, is saying, we're not going to compromise on key principles. You know, you will do what we say or we will let you crash completely. And the principles he's talking about is a return to austerity slavery. You must make your people live with less so that we, the private central bankers, who have done nothing more than print up these little pretty printed pieces of paper, the paper notes, will have all the wealth. That's basically what it is. I think Greece is better off just saying, to heck with you, ECB, and start putting out their own government-issued drachmas, kick out the private central bankers, write off the debt and start over again, the way Iceland did. And it worked in Iceland. Iceland is the test case. That's why you never hear about Iceland in the American corporate media these days, because what they did worked, and what the U.S. government is doing is not. Now, remember, I got this really nasty, nasty email earlier today saying, your sympathy for the Greek people is hideously misplaced. They're traditionally lazy people. They want lots of stuff from their government, and they don't want to have to pay for it, and blah, blah, blah. Blame the victim stuff. And I remember getting a lot of these emails last year when the Greek crisis really began to manifest itself. But the reality is the Greek people are okay with paying taxes as long as the taxes go to make a better country for themselves. Same thing that you will find here in the United States of America. You know, as long as we're able to work and make money, we're willing to spend part of it to make our country better. Better streets, better schools, better hospitals, whatever. But let us not lose sight of the fact that by design, private central banks are debt creation machines in order to enslave entire societies. So it doesn't matter how hard you work or how much you sacrifice or how much you do without. You will get poorer and the bankers will get richer. It is a scam. The United States fought a revolution to be free of that kind of banking. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back from these commercials.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So I got this very hateful email about the people of Greece. They're lazy. They don't want to work. They just want the government to take care of them and not meet their international obligations. That's a word that we keep hearing a lot, your international obligations. Well, international obligations is another way for saying money junkies. Because remember, Greece, along with the entire European Union, was sold into the slavery of a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. Same raw deal the U.S. got back in 1913 when a corrupted Congress, but I repeat myself, and a corrupted president sold us back into the very kind of banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. Go back and read the writings of Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, and you will find out that the American Revolution was triggered by the Currency Act, which forced all commerce in the colonies to use banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. And, of course, as soon as the Federal Reserve Act was signed, same year we got the 16th Amendment, well, actually, we didn't really get the 16th Amendment. They just put it up there and said, we're going to make believe that it was ratified and collect an income tax from you. That all happened in 1913. And as soon as that all happened, the public schools of the United States of America stopped talking about the Currency Act. And they started rewriting the story of the American Revolution into the Stamp Act and the tea tax and all these other little minor issues. And I remember when I was a kid sitting in that classroom and saying, well, yeah, it's great that we're our own country, but really, you know, a tax on tea and a stamp tax, was that really a reason for so many people to die? And it turns out, no, it wasn't. The real reason was the economic slavery of the Bank of England destroyed the wealth of the American colonies, brought mass poverty, mass unemployment, and all the labor and all the wealth produced by the labor of the colonials wound up in the pockets of the Bank of England. So we had a war to kick them out. And among the revolutionary ideas that the young United States decided to try was, first of all, no official state religion, because they remembered what had happened between the Catholics and the Protestants in the old countries, and to have a government-issued value-based currency, which would circulate through society and fuel commerce without enriching private bankers, because that had was had what had been working in the United States before the passage of the Currency Act. And so all of Europe and Greece, they're now enslaved to that same kind of a banking system. When they talk about all this out-of-control debt, it all goes back to those private central banks. It is a failed experiment, not from the point of view of the private bankers. They're richer than God. From their point of view, it's a huge success. They've looted the entire planet. They've pillaged every civilized nation on Earth, and they didn't even have to use much of an army to do it, because they can hire other people's armies. But getting back to the situation with Greece, the reason Greece is in such financial trouble has nothing to do with the people of Greece being lazy, because they aren't. Look how much Western culture came out of Greece. Aristotle, democracy, all that stuff. These are good people over there. They don't deserve the problems they're being dealt by the money junkies. But remember, a large part of that debt is not of the making of the Greek people, but of the Greek government itself. Right now, the European Central Bank is making all these demands on Greece. You must do this, and you must do that, and you must lower your debt. Well, the last time they did that, the Greek government, Papandreou, went to Goldman Sachs and said, we have to look like we're less in debt. And Goldman Sachs said, well, we'll work up this really kind of a fancy currency deal, and it will look like you owe less money to the European Union, and they'll back off and get off your case. And Papandreou said, great, it's also going to make me look good to the voters. But the reality was, this deal was a scam. Goldman Sachs, which has now been exposed as having been engaging in massive naked short selling, made a lot of money off of the government of Greece. And Papandreou got to pretend that Greece's sovereign debt was lower than it really was. And it wasn't until Papandreou was out of office that they began to realize how bad the problem was. So it really comes down to this. Should the people of Greece have to pay for a debt that was run up as part of an underhanded, dirty trick to make a politician look better? None of this money that was spent or this debt that was incurred by this little deal with Goldman Sachs in any way, shape, or form benefited the people of Greece. It was all for Papandreou's benefit. Why should the people of Greece have to pay for that? And the people of Greece are standing up and saying, look, we didn't make that debt. We didn't agree to it. Why should we pay it? And they are absolutely, perfectly, morally in the right to do so. Remember, the concept of odious debt is a recognized principle of international law. You, as the tax-paying citizen of a country, are liable for debts of the government that are incurred in taking care of the country itself. Money borrowed for roads, money borrowed for schools, money borrowed for infrastructure and education, that's legitimate debt. But money borrowed for foreign wars, money borrowed for the means and system to politically repress the population, that is all considered odious debt, not for the benefit of the taxpaying public, but for the benefit of the government, against the taxpaying public. And this principle has been used in times past to simply repudiate debt, where the people stand up and say, that's not our debt. We didn't agree to it. We didn't even know it was being done. Why are we responsible for it? And you need to keep that principle in mind, because every time you hear somebody talking about your international obligations, they're basically trying to say, we have decided you owe this money and you have no right to question it whatsoever. In fact, I would say probably one of the worst amendments to the United States Constitution was passed right after the Civil War, when the federal government said, you can never question any of the debts of the federal government. We can borrow like crazy, stick you with the payment, and you may never question it. That was the destruction of the original Republic of the United States of America and started us on this long path down to a fascist dictatorship. So, now then, people are starting to talk about Greece's exit from the Eurozone as if it is now a foregone conclusion. I tend to agree. The banks are crumbling over there. The European Central Bank is scrambling around. On one hand, they're threatening, you know, we're not going to pay you any more money until you agree to perpetual servitude. And then they're turning around and saying, well, we got to do something that's going to drag into the rest of Europe. And they're absolutely right. This is the problem with globalism, where all these banks are interlinked with each other. They're all buying each other's bonds. And again, it's this whole idea that national borders serve the same function for planet Earth that fireproof doors do in office buildings and watertight bulkheads do in ships. They contain problems. So the structure as a whole is preserved. You can block open the fire doors. You can open those watertight doors and through the bulkheads, and it looks like things are going better because you can get around faster, just like you can take down all these economic barriers. And everybody starts dealing in everybody else's business all around the globe at lightning speed, and it looks like everything's better because it's running faster. Until you have an accident, and the accident spreads out of control too fast to contain, and the ship sinks, the entire building burns down, and the entire Western economic system collapses, which is where it's going right now. Stock markets took a clobbering around the world. The Greek people are getting ready to go back to the polls to try and vote in a new government, which means the interim government really is very limited in what it can do. Now, the rest of the Eurozone is saying, oh, no, it doesn't matter what government you have. You will do what we already said you have to do. And the people of Greece aren't going to go along with that, or we wouldn't be seeing these runs on the banks and rioting taking place. And all of this is going on, and the American media is trying to pretend it isn't a big deal. They're more concerned with Donna Summers and Betty White and Robert Kennedy Jr.'s wife. But they're now saying that bank runs that are happening in Greece are going to be happening in other European nations. There is a report that there are runs on the Spanish banks. The government of Spain is denying this. But then once you recognize that all governments lie to their people, and they always have throughout history, and they're always going to, would you bet your life savings and your retirement that the government of Spain is telling you the truth this one time, knowing that governments traditionally, habitually side with the money junkies against the people? Spain's government is every bit as fascistic as that of the United States of America. If I were living in Spain, I wouldn't take the government's word that the banks are not being run on. So basically, there really is only one solution for Greece and for the Eurozone and for the United States of America. Just default on all the debts, leave the private central banking system, have your government's replacement, if necessary, issue value-based currencies that are debt-free. And at that point, you will enjoy a return to prosperity, and the money junkies will not be able to get their next fix, at which point they'll start working to subvert your free economy back into their servitude again, like they started doing back in 1779. Now, they're estimating, or the British government is estimating, that if Greece leaves the European Union, they're talking about a total cost of $1 trillion. Which I take to mean they're expecting it to be at least $5 trillion and don't know where they're going to get it. Except, of course, remember the big, ugly, dark secret nobody wants to talk about, the credit default swaps on Europe's debt sold by Wall Street banks, something like $90 trillion worth of it. When Europe starts coming apart, they're all going to start pounding on the doors of Wall Street and saying, you sold us these insurance policies, you got to make good on them. And Wall Street's going to say, we didn't think we were ever going to have to pay on those things. We don't have the money to do that. you got to be kidding, right? By the way, a little funny story to show you what crooks this whole insurance business is. There was a charity fundraising tournament, and they had this little challenge where if you could sink a hole in one, you would win a prize of, I think it was like $18,000. And somebody actually did it. And the way this charity fundraising deal had decided they were going to pay for this, if somebody succeeded in the hole in one, was they took out an insurance policy. Local insurance company said, yeah, you give us a few $100 and we'll insure the hole-in-one, so if somebody wins it, you don't have to take it off the charity money. And now the insurance company won't pay. They put out an arrest warrant for the guy. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. Pat in Great Britain. Aloha, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's going on your side of the pond today?
Yes, hello, Mike. Just to tell you about sort of feelings over here about the euro and all these sort of things. Obviously, we're fully fledged members of the European Union, but obviously not members of the European currency. I think quite a few people in the U.S. don't understand that. I mean, there's one or two other countries like that as well, I think. Now, what's happening? Of course, we were lied to, of course, by Edward Heath, you know, who many years ago, our former president, who told us there's no question of any erosion of any essential sovereignty, he promised, and then later admitted that he'd lied. He took full advice and knew that we would be giving up political sovereignty to this body. But what's happening is that the general, you see, our politicians, what they're doing, they're saying it's going to be a calamity, it's going to be terrible, because, you see, we all know that people like David Cameron and the others, they don't work for us. They work for this giant globalist interests and have this vested interest in building this European dictatorship and beyond this, beyond that, a totalitarian, world government. And, of course, they don't want it to fail. It's part of their plan, their agenda. But, you know, it's absolutely great. What's been happening is that the European, the euro has been falling in value. We're getting more euros for our pound. So it makes it, cheaper when you go abroad. It's something like 20% more than it was about 3 years ago or so. The other thing is that the politicians aren't telling us is that only half our trade is actually, around half, is actually with the rest of Europe. And furthermore, we are net importers. In other words, we import more than we export because we've been deindustrialized like America has. We don't make many cars. We still make some. They're not really truly British manufacturers anymore. We import all our cars, BMWs and French cars, Citroën and Renault and all those makes and Fiat and Seats and all these other things. We import everything and it's, you know, and so it's great, you know, that these are all going to, you know, cost us less and everything. And it's going to be nothing like the calamity for us than the politicians make out because we still, you know, half our trade is with Europe. We still trade with our old trading bloc to an extent. I say to an extent, you know, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and so on and so forth. So our politicians are really sort of hyping this, you know, as though it's going to be a calamity if the euro fails. I don't think you find many British people who'd be sad that the euro is falling value and it might collapse. Of course, we feel sorry individually, you know, for the Greeks and whatever. So that's the story over here. It's being looked at as being positive. At last, we're getting something. We can go on holiday and get a little bit more for our money. Anyway, that's it.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for all the information. And yeah, we're actually very well aware that while Great Britain is part of the European Union, it has retained its own currency. Anybody who watches Top Gear is going to see those guys always talking about how many quid and how many pounds this or that is going to cost. And so I think you can thank that show for keeping your unique cultural fiscal identity in the public mind around the world. The other situation here, unfortunately, is I know there's this giant push for a global government. The UN has been behind it. They're trying to wave around global warming, global flu, and global financial meltdown as the reasons why we need a bigger version of what we all have right now. But that actually is the problem, because the reason Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud has pretty much destroyed the entire Western banking system is because of globalism. Because there were no barriers so that Wall Street's criminality could not be allowed to infect, if you will, the banking systems of Europe and apparently some in Africa and Asia as well. And so I think the people of the world are not going to go along with the push for a global government and a global financial system when globalism is clearly what has brought us to this very, very dangerous situation, literally hovering on the edge of a brand new nuclear world war. So I think the globalists very much have hoisted with their own petard in that they got greedy and started going for all this global currency before they had the rest of their global government in place to hold it all together. And so I think ultimately it's doomed to fail, like every other effort for a global government going all the way back to Alexander the Great. And as was the case with Alexander the Great and all the rest of the I'm going to build it, I'm going to run it all, in the wake of their rule, in the wake of the collapse of their rule, just utter social devastation across the planet for generations to come. And I think we're going to see it here. We could literally be on the verge of a new Dark Ages,
yeah,
where
cool.
We're seeing religious fanaticism escalating. People are turning their backs on science, partly in response to the fact that science has allowed itself to be corrupted by the money junkies. We could be, you know, this could be a repeat of what happened at the end of Rome. We're going to lose all the advantages of our culture and our society because it's all being poisoned by the corruptions.
This is true. I mean, the thing is that because our politicians, we know that they don't work for us. Wherever you go in the European Union or America or Canada, they don't work. We know it's going to fail, but they're still going to push ahead and still try and do it. They're still going to not let the Greek people want out. The politicians are going to try and hang on for as long as possible with austerity and more austerity. And the fact is they're going to still try and put the Greek people and the Spanish people and the Portuguese people and through pain and not going to let them out, you know, because they don't work. Our national governments in Europe do not work for the people. They work for these giant mega corporations and globalist interests. As we know, they work for the money junkies.
Sorry, I hate to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. And I'm sorry, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects.
You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened Radio Show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Quick little note. Apparently, Fox News is reporting that Austin, Texas may be a test site for drone training. As you know, they're authorizing the use of these little drones to fly all over America and hover outside your bedroom window and make inexpensive porn, you know, you and your wife doing whatever they're doing here. And apparently, they're going to be doing the training down there in Austin, Texas. So if the program here at Republic Broadcasting goes off the air real sudden-like, you know who to blame. Now, getting back to some more serious situations, we're finishing up with the economic situation in Europe. It is dire. The stock markets are plunging down. The plunge protection team cannot get control of this thing. The numbers are just, they're just continuing to decline here. We have bank runs confirmed in Greece. We have rumored bank runs in Spain that the government is trying to deny. We're hearing rumors of imminent bank runs in Italy. The infection, as it were, is spreading. What should you do? Well, the common sense recommendation, I've been saying this for months, only keep in the bank what you need to pay your debts and keep the rest under your own control, in your home, on your person, buried in the backyard in a mayonnaise jar. And, you know, the conventional wisdom from the banks, oh, you know, if you keep it at home, you run the risk of robbery. Well, if you keep it in the banks right now, you run the risk of robbery. Because the banks and government will confiscate your money to save themselves. Roosevelt did it back in 1933. They've been doing it with your houses for the last several years. Because those mortgage payments aren't going to get these money junkies out of the mess they've made. They need the entire value of your house. So, now, apparently at this weekend's G8, President Obama is going to put pressure on German Chancellor Angela Merkel to basically loot the German population a little bit more to bail out the rest of Europe to try and keep the whole thing from collapsing. And it's interesting because the American media reports on this are saying that he's doing this because Obama is concerned the Eurozone crisis could damage his reelection chances. And yes, that's true, but that's not the prime motive. Nobody wants to talk about those credit default swaps. We all remember what a disaster they were back in 2008 when it all began to come apart. And Wall Street had been recklessly selling all these credit default swaps. It was like free money. We're going to sell these insurance policies. We're not regulated. We don't have to keep the cash reserves. We don't think anybody's ever going to cash these things in. And so, hey, you know, just free money pouring in the door. And that's what happened to AIG. They sold all these credit default swaps on the mortgage-backed securities bundles. They fell apart. AIG didn't have the money to pay off the claims, and they collapsed. The same thing is going to happen to Wall Street when the Eurozone starts to break apart and these nations start defaulting on all their bonds. Greece's default will threaten all the other European banks, and when they start dropping, they're going to start coming over to New York, and that is the real reason. Obama is going to try and get Merkel to loot the German people to prop up the rest of Europe. Remember this image that I have been telling you about. All of the Eurozone is like a boat on a lake. There are 10 holes in the bottom of the boat, and there are only 9 corks. And everything they're doing to save that boat amounts to yanking a cork from one hole and pounding it into another in full view of the press cameras while screaming, "I'm fixing the problem. I'm working on it, really." And they stand around saying, our feet are still getting wet. What's going on here? Ben Bernanke told us a new loan would save all of this. So that's really what's going on. When the Eurozone starts to come apart, it's going to hit New York like a ton of bricks, which is why everybody's so hot and bothered to start a war with anybody. Syria, Yemen, Iran, Monaco, New Jersey, who cares? Bomb somebody. Just as a distraction. The reality is that here in the United States of America, the economy is actually already far worse than we're seeing in Europe. Our wealth disparity is already greater than that was in Egypt when they had their first revolution. Now it looks like they're going to come up with another one. California has a bigger budget deficit than Greece. They're losing money even faster than Greece is. And behind it all, of course, are these private central banks that have this ironclad rule that money only enters circulation as a loan. There's no other source of currency than the proceeds of a loan. Every bit of currency floating in circulation began as a loan, and it can passed around back and forth. It's not a unit of wealth. It's a unit of debt. And when down the road, after it's been passed from employer to employee to grocer to warehouseman to transportation to food company, and it has to go back to pay the loan back to that private central bank, interest is owed on it that doesn't exist. And that's why these private central banks are debt traps. They are enslavement devices, and they're very, very clever. Most people didn't see it coming. But it's a hoax, and it is a fraud, and it is a lie. And this rule by compound interest is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your person. We have outgrown those other frauds by the rulers, who we know always lie to rule. And now we have to outgrow this lie and find a new way to provide new guards for our future security, to paraphrase from the Declaration of Independence. Meanwhile, another story that we're not hearing in the American media is more and more nations are getting together to find ways to drop the dollar as the international currency. And the reason for this is we're already hearing from the Federal Reserve and from Ben Bernanke, they're going to step up to the plate and help the recovery, which means we're going to get more printing of money, quantitative easing in June. More counterfeiting is what you will. They're going to turn on the printing presses again in June and try and inflate all the debts away. And the problem with that is it has made the U.S. dollar so untrustworthy, nobody wants to deal with it anymore. They're trying to find ways to simply say, all right, we're not going to go through the dollar anymore. We're doing business amongst ourselves. We don't need the dollar anymore. We don't want the dollar anymore. More and more countries are turning away and saying, we're selling our imports for any other currencies other than the dollar. And that means at some point there's a crash coming for the dollar, because the dollar's worth is not supported by American labor and American products. It is supported by market rigging, by creating a world in which the dollar had to be used for various transactions. And it was an artificial demand. And when that demand is gone, there's nothing else propping up the dollar, and it will come crashing down. Speaking of crashing, apparently the rupee over in India is collapsing. And they're on the verge of a collapse of their banking system. And again, their government is saying, oh, no cause for panic just yet, no cause for panic just yet. And by the way, if you've never seen the movie Slumdog Millionaires, this might be a good time to rent it to see what private central banking, the British banking system, did to India. Now, India was smart enough to kick out the British government back when Gandhi was there, but they didn't quite realize that they needed to kick out the British system of banking at the same time. We can take a look at exactly what that has done for them. Meanwhile, good news from the banker's point of view, the World Bank has agreed to loan $2 billion to Indonesia, one of Asia's fastest growing economies, meaning it's plunging further into debt faster than anybody else. And so the World Bank is sitting there rubbing their hands together saying, we got them now. They'll never get out of debt. Turning to the domestic front, as you're probably already aware, a lot of news on this J.P. Morgan Chase debacle where they lost $2 billion, or they admitted to losing $2 billion, and other people said it's probably a lot more than that. J.P. Morgan is already having to admit, yeah, actually it was $3 billion, and the end may not be in sight. More and more people, though, are beginning to think that this J.P. Morgan story of losing $2-3 billion through some very reckless trades that were disguised as hedges to evade the law may be a limited hangout by Wall Street. They're going to throw that out there and let everybody scream and yell about J.P. Morgan, because the real big story continues to be how one of Goldman Sachs' lawyers accidentally released a whole bunch of documents proving that Goldman Sachs, as an institutional policy, has been engaging in massive amounts of naked short selling. Now, this is against SEC rules and regulations, and we know from the whole story with Bernie Madoff with the loot that the SEC isn't really paying attention, but it is considered unethical. Now, short selling in and of itself is not illegal. It's considered a derivative. It's considered a hedge. And it's a legitimate risk management tactic. The problem is with naked short selling, where you aren't actually borrowing the stock that you pledged to sell at a future price at a future date, results in a lot of failure to deliver, which results in lawsuits and a lot of craziness. Goldman Sachs, of course, was in the focus of this lawsuit where Overstock.com was being looted through a vast process of naked short sellings, in order to basically strip the wealth from the company through its stock offering and make the investors and the short sellers rich and, you know, collapse Overstock.com. Those of you who think that offering stock is a great way to make money for your company, it is, until you become attractive enough to the big players on Wall Street. And they'll say, yeah, we can loot that company. Call it green mail, call it leveraging, call it Gordon Gekko syndrome. It actually does happen, where they'll go out and manipulate the stock of a company to loot the real wealth from the company for their own pockets and let the company collapse. Employees out of work, products off the market, but hey, the money junkies get their fix. It's not a healthy way to run an economy. Goldman Sachs has been doing it as an institution. It is the big financial scandal right now that should be on the top of the news, but they're going to dangle J.P. Morgan Chase as a distraction, the way that Bill Clinton dangled the blue dress to keep the public's attention off the real scandal of the Clinton administration, which was government-sanctioned, government-approved drug smuggling that was pouring cocaine into the inner cities of the United States of America as part of the CIA's Iran-Contra program. Now, the money junkies are out there like crazy. As you're probably aware, there's this huge, almost staged, it feels like staged, PR run-up regarding the Facebook IPO, which is coming up tomorrow. And I've commented earlier in the week that it just feels kind of funny that there's more news coverage for this IPO than IPOs normally get. And all these stories about igniting controversy about it and so forth. And one of the stories, of course, was this founder of Facebook who has renounced his citizenship and move to another country because he doesn't want to pay the very, very high taxes of the United States of America. So Senator Schumer and Bob Casey are unveiling what they call the Expatriate Act, which basically says that if you have renounced your citizenship, we're still going to take taxes from you. And that if you want to leave the United States of America, you will have to leave one-third of your wealth behind. Just because you leave doesn't mean you get to take the money you've made with you. All your cash are belong to us. I'm not sure it's entirely enforceable, but it's just another example of greed gone wild in the halls of the American Congress here. Now, a little side note, I noticed earlier today on some of the financial news channels, they're already starting to kind of hem and haw over the Facebook IPO and say, don't be worried if the stock price drops right after you buy in because that's normal volatility and, you know, we really don't know what's going to... And remember what I said earlier in the week about this could actually be a huge bump and dump? They're fanning this up in the media to get everybody to buy in on this thing and I don't know, it seems like the insiders who've already got their orders placed, they're going to buy a huge block, and then when the price goes up, they'll sell. And everybody else will be coming in and say, oh, yeah, we heard this on the news. It's a controversy. It's great. It's going to make us all insanely rich. And then it'll drop, and the insiders will have gotten their money, and everybody else is going to be left with a stock that may not be performing all that well. I mean, General Motors has already canceled their advertising with Facebook because they're just not getting a good response. And there are other indicators. It's, you know, Facebook is a lot of fun, and we use it, and I certainly use it to communicate to our readership. But is there really $81 billion worth of business to be had through this? I'm not entirely sure that it is. Meanwhile, Governor Jan Brewer has signed a new law basically saying that by default, debt collectors' estimates of what you owe them will be presumed accurate and truthful, and the burden of proof to prove that the debt collectors are exaggerating falls on to the debtor. Now, this is a return to the Napoleonic Code, and the reason this is so dangerous is this law is based on the assumption that collection agencies would never make mistakes or never lie. And if you have a system like this where they're simply going to say whatever the collection agency says you owe is what you owe, we're setting the stage for debt flipping. In other words, I'm a collection agency and I've bought, you owe this store $25 and I buy the debt for $12 and I want to try and collect it for $17, which is split the difference, and then I add a couple of fees on it and I run it up to now it's $35, $40. Or maybe even I run up to $100 and I sell it to another collection agency for $75. They run their bill and everything up to $200. They sell it to another collection agency for $100. And it runs around where we're passing this debt back and forth. And every time it gets passed, there are fees and assessments and all the rest of it that take this original $25 debt and run it up to thousands of dollars. Under this law that Jan Brewer has just signed, the courts will say, yeah, the collection agency says you own $500. And the debtor will say, I only borrowed $25. The courts are going to say, well, we're going to go with the assessment from the collection agency. This is ripe for abuse, the same kind of abuses we saw in foreclosure gate. They're not going to change the way they run the system. It's all about looting you to enrich Wall Street and, of course, Israel, which is still getting more of your money shoveled at them by the United States Congress here. And behind all of that, it is time once again to play debt ceiling. Remember how they're always raising the U.S. government's official limit of borrowing, and every time they hit that limit, we just raise the limit again. And they're trying to pretend like they're getting the spending and borrowing under control, but they aren't, because every time they hit the debt ceiling, yeah, we'll raise it again. Now they have to do it again. They've already maxed out the last increase in the debt ceiling. There might as well not be one. They're just going to go on borrowing and spending and borrowing and spending, because after they lose the next election, it's somebody else's problem to deal with, and they're not going to have to pay back that money. You and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren will be slaving your lives away, having your wealth taken from you and nothing given back for it to pay off all of this fraudulently manufactured debt. That's what's going on here. So we're in this situation where the financial markets are panicking, riots are all over Euro, and what is the United States thinking about? Gay marriage! Actually, that one didn't get a lot of traction, and now they're starting to play the race card. There was a story on TV earlier about how half of all new babies, less than half of new babies in the United States of America are white. I mean, that's the kind of thing I would expect to see over on Stormfront, and this was being promoted right on CNN. They're pushing race as an issue for Obama to use in the election this November. Because they don't want to talk about the economy, and they certainly don't want to talk about the wars. And they didn't get everybody in a huff about gay marriage, and illegal immigration is a non-starter. That's why they're desperate for a war. Without a new big war to blame everything on, they're toast. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're just keeping an eye on all the stuff going on, and some of the members over at WhatReallyHappened.com are putting up more stories about the naked short selling that almost destroyed Overstock.com. I know you've seen their commercials on TV. They're a good company. They found their little niche market. They're making money the good old-fashioned way. They're earning it. They're providing a product or products people voluntarily want to buy. They're not gaming the system, but they became victims of the people who get rich by gaming the system. And Wall Street doesn't like them, because when you get looted by the Wall Street money junkies, you're not supposed to talk about it. Not when you're a publicly traded company. So, anyway, let's see. We already talked about more Fed easing coming in June. The Federal Reserve members are ready to step up support for the U.S. economy. Well, they're not supporting the U.S. economy. They're supporting their own. And that is an important distinction you need to keep in your minds. When they turn on those printing presses, it does not benefit ordinary American people. It harms them. The money that is already in your pocket, already in your bank account, already in that mayonnaise jar buried in your backyard, loses real worth. It loses purchasing power. And you're already seeing it happening when you go to the grocery store and the prices are much higher, when you go to the gas stations and the prices are higher. Everything that you're buying is costing more and more and more. And it isn't that these products are better in quality and worth more. Quite the contrary. They're getting cheaper and cheaper with every passing week. It's the money that you're using, the money that you already worked for and earned, is being devalued by Lord Ben Voldemort and his magic Federal Reserve wand. And they're getting ready to do it again. Where does all that newly created money go that is based on the collapse of the worth of the money you already have? It goes into the pockets of the Wall Street money junkies. It goes to the bankers. So when they talk about how the Federal Reserve is going to help the economy, they're not helping the economy. They're the reason the economy is in a mess. They're helping themselves. They have a legal license to counterfeit. I mean, just think about it. Let's say that you have an illegal counterfeiter, like that movie To Live and Die in L.A., William Dafoe, a movie that made him a star. So you got this shack out in the desert, and you have printing presses and dryers and poker chips, and you're making up these very convincing paper notes, and you put them into circulation. What does it do? Well, it erodes the value of the real paper notes. Well, that's exactly what the Federal Reserve is doing with all this quantitative easing. There is no difference between the Federal Reserve and a criminal counterfeiter out in the desert, except that the Federal Reserve is licensed to commit this crime by the federal government. That's all that political power is, the license to do something that is illegal for everybody else. It's a crime for you and I to steal. The IRS does it all the time. It is a crime for you and I to commit murder, and yet the state prisons and our armies do it all the time. It is a crime for you and I to print up worthless paper money and spend it, but the Federal Reserve does it all the time. That's all power is. Permission to do something that is declared a crime for anybody else. That's all power is. We'll be right back after station identification with Sybelle Edmonds.
Next.